Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Dootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
And tell him to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I pumped those numbers out. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That's right. Market's open. If you're new to this, welcome in. You are listening to The Drive with Sterner and Hughley on Sports Radio 610. Every Wednesday, every hump day at this time, around 325, we check the market for your Houston Texans. Week in, week out. It's week 15 coming off the bye. Houston Texans getting ready for the Dolphins to come to town. Let's get this thing rolling with Clint, Old Dirty Red, to come to you first. You know, we've been doing too much of this knocking the positive out. I want to save that for last. I want a little treat at the end of this thing. So I want your stock down for the Houston Texans in week 15 right now as they prepare for the Dolphins.
Well, mine's easy. And Ron, I'm sorry if I step on your toes here. But mine's Tank Dell. You know, sometimes it ain't the stock's fault. You know, sometimes there's just something out of the control of the stock of the company has their stock prices fallen, maybe just staying steady. Look, I think Tank Dell's stock is down right now. And I agree. I agree with what Cecil Shorts had to say a little earlier. I think Tank Dell can do everything. And to be honest with you, I think that may be a little bit of the problem. Tank Dell is a guy that is, it's hard to not put him out wide and go, hey man, I want you to run all the cut routes. I want you to run the in breaking, out breaking, the double moves. I want you to do those things. The problem is when you've got Nico Collins on the other side and you're committed to the run game, there's just very few opportunities for Tank Dell to get the football. Like, and I'm talking about where you are rightfully so. Bobby is very smart, by the way, of throwing screens to Nico Collins. He's very, very smart in creating plays where Nico Collins is the first read in the progression. He's very smart in creating mirrored routes where whatever receiver's to the right on the outside has the same exact route that Nico has on the left. He's very smart to do those things. And CJ Stroud is very smart to pick Nico in every one of those situations if it's possible to get the football to Nico. The stock is down not because the company's not performing well, not because there's not a lot of potential and the ceiling's not high. The stock is down because they just hadn't found their place in the industry yet. Tank Dell, Bobby Slowick, CJ Stroud, they've got to all come together and find a way to get this stock up for Tank Dell. But I'm taking Tank Dell right now as my stock down simply because it seems like he's lost in what Cecil called the sauce.
Yeah, he did. So Clint's got Tank Dell. If you heard Cecil with us earlier when we brought Tank Dell up, he said, oh, God.
He was ready.
So that's a stock down for Clint. Let's get a little stock down from the other side here. Ron the show, Hughley.
Ron Hughley.
Week 15. What you got?
My stock down is Juice Scruggs. And I had this, and you all can both attest. I had this prior to the injury and him missing a couple of weeks. And that just actually adds to it. his stock down is obviously literally in that space. But his stock down is, man, he's been moved off the center position by a six-round pick in his own draft class in Jarrett Patterson. And, fellas, for it to have even been a thought, DJ Bieniemy has talked about this, who covers the Texans, and many others, that, hey, Kenyon Green is returning. Who's going to start at left guard? For that to have even been a conversation with what Kenyon Green had shown for Juice Scruggs, that there was even a thought or conversation that he would be out of the lineup even before this injury, to me, it kind of shows where he is at the center and now being moved to the guard spot, that a six-round center in his own draft class is a better option, and then that he would even be having a conversation with Kenyon Green with what he showed. So Juice Scruggs, stock down for me.
Stock down Juice for Ron. Let's flip the script here. You're listening to The Drive, Sports Radio 610. Sterner, Hughley, they're checking the market of the Houston Texans for you with stock up, stock down. They just gave the stock downs. Now it's time for some stock up, some positivity, as D'Amico often looks for. Ron, stock up, Houston Texans, week 15.
Well, speaking of D'Amico, my stock up is to D'Amico.
Hey.
I thought D'Amico stepped up in a major way this week. And last Thursday, I posed to Brandon Scott and to the audience who is going to be the adult in the room. Who is going to be the person that finally decides to put the fire out with the Azeez Alshire situation. And D'Amico Ryan stepped up and closed the door on it. And they're not going to be talking about it any longer, and he stepped up and said, we're on to Miami.
Quite frankly,
we talked about that's over. It's over. We're on to Miami. And I give him big props for stepping up and saying, hey, all right, guys, we got to shut this up and shut this down and not allow this to be a talking point of distraction. So my stock up is to the head coach stepping up big time this week, D'Amico Ryan.
Number 59, Cap, stock up for Ron the Show, Hughley in week 15. Clint Sterner, now over to you. Give me some positivity. Which Texan you buying stock in? Up for the Texans right now.
You keyword or operative word there. What stock am I buying? Mm-hmm. I'm buying Dalton Schultz. I've been unbelievably critical of Dalton Schultz. I think rightfully so, justifiably so. He deserved every bit of it. But things are starting to look up a bit. And I think that the rest of the way, the guy that you see his numbers, his snap count increase, the numbers go up. And which I think you're going to see a better offensive production in the process is Dalton Schultz. So I'm going to buy a little early after running the stock down with all my comments, my negative comments.
Buying the dip.
I ran it down so I could buy it cheap, and he's going to take off here this next month.
About to GameStop.
Dalton Schultz, baby.